And I think something that's it's been very useful for me is this notion of the world is alive and everything is speaking to you. So when you go for a walk and you see something, it's for you. You know, if it catches your attention. And that also helps me feel connected, ergo not lonely, because you belong in the world, right? Not only your inner child work and all of that, but when you go for a walk and there's a tree there, and I don't even know, you see something on the floor, it's life speaking to you. It's kind of like the whole performance, the whole musical sensorial performance is there for you. And for me, just me. And for just each one of the 8 billion people, right? How cool is that? Right? Because what catches your attention, that's what's speaking to you. And when we start to pay attention, when we open up to listen, it's like there's a whole orchestra of messages, you know, it's that just tuning in and realizing not only are you not alone, but you're so loved, right? And the whole creation made a space for you, a very unique space, which is Axel. Nobody else is Axel. That's the space you are inhabiting. And when we exercise our right, let's say, to inhabit the whole space of ourselves, I mean, that's just magic. That's what life, you know, life, let's say something gave you life and designed you, or maybe you co-created, let's say, from before coming here, okay, I'm going to be Axel and I'm going to go through these things. I believe, I strongly feel that what we can give back is just expressing fully that unique seed of Axel, right? Even if you reincarnate 20 times, 20,000 times, there's no other you ever in the whole history of the universe, cosmos, you know. So, wow, right? I mean, that's how much love there is for your experience, right? We forget, but you know, it's kind of pretty extraordinary.